So, now for our second story of fidelity and death. And this story comes from an opera, from Beethoven's Fidelio. Fidelio means, of course, the faithful one. Fidelio is the name assumed by Leonora, the wife of Florestan, who is a noble Spaniard. Florestan has apparently avowed the enmity of Pizarro, the governor of a gloomy medieval fortress which functions as a sort of prison for political offenders. And Pizarro has seized Florestan. He's confined him in the deepest and darkest dungeon of the forest, and he spreads abroad a report of Florestan's death. And everybody believes that report. Everyone except Leonora. Leonora can't believe that her husband is dead. She determines to gain entry to the fortress and save him. So what does she do? She disguises herself as a young man, and she takes the name of Fidelia. She gets work in the fortress as assistant to Rocco, who is the chief jailer. Of course, Rocco has a daughter, and of course, the daughter falls in love with the supposed young man. And this gives rise to the usual operatic complications. And it's at this point that the opera opens. I've no time this evening to tell the remainder of the story in full, but Pizarro learns that Fernando, the minister of state, is coming to inspect the fortress, and he therefore decides to murder Florestan before the minister of state can arrive. So he posts a trumpeter on the battlements to give warning of Fernando's approach, and he orders Rocco, the chief jailer, to kill Florestan. But Rocco refuses. So Pizarro then orders him to go and dig Florestan's grave. And he says he'll kill Florestan, he'll stab Florestan himself with his own hand. So Rocco digs the grave ready for Florestan, and Fidelio, that is to say Leonora, as his assistant, has to help him dig the grave, that is to say the grave of her own husband. Well, the scene changes to Florestan's cell, and Pizarro is just on the point of killing, of stabbing Florestan, when Leonora throws herself in front of him and says he must kill her first. And it's at that moment that the famous trumpet call is heard. Those who know that musical phrase will probably get it in your minds at this moment. The minister of state arrives. Pizarro is arrested, and Florestan and Leonora are reunited. And the writer on this opera says, as a drama and as an opera, Fidelio stands almost alone in its perfect purity, in the moral grandeur of its subject, and in the resplendent ideality of its music. So, the moral grandeur of its subject. Well, what is its subject? Well, it's what I've been talking about this evening. Its subject is fidelity. When Florestan disappears and is rumored to be dead, Leonora doesn't start looking for another husband. She doesn't start thinking in terms of a new relationship. She goes in search of Florestan. she risks her own life to save him. So fidelity is tested by death in more ways than one, and it passes the test in this case. Now I could say quite a lot more about the significance of this story, but I must pass on. Incidentally, I've never actually seen Fidelio, that is to say, seen the opera, and I wonder if any of you have. The overtures to it, the various overtures to it, are of course very well known, but the opera itself does not seem to be performed very often. Perhaps the moral grandeur of its subject is a bit too much for modern audiences. Perhaps fidelity is out of fashion. If so, perhaps the fact is of significance, especially as fidelity is one of the qualities of the true individual.